Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher.
Welcome to Superficial Magic, the most magical place on the planet. I am your host, Megan Granger, and as always, we are joined by producer Crystal Chris.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, Crystal Chris.
How's it going?
You are being such a slut right now. You're playing string with three cats.
At once.
They're
in a little cat triangle.
It's a menage a pas. Menage a pas. Okay. So today's guest is Brittany Lee. She's a medium. She's a witch. She's an amazing person. She was on the podcast almost a year ago. And bitch is psychic. Okay. She told me about a person that would be coming into my life. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay, whatever. She knew the sign that this person would be.
Wow.
What element their chart would have a lot in it. And 17 more very specific details that are out of this world on point. So
wild.
Yeah, while this world is like falling apart, I thought, hey, you know who I want to talk to about a little bit of everything? Brittany Lee. Also Oprah, but she's not returning the notes I'm leaving on her doorstep made out of cutout magazines. So Brittany's on the podcast. This week is sacral chakra. This week is sacral chakra. I don't know how to say the fucking word. I really don't.
Sacral?
I have been saying it that way, but then Brittany was saying it super beautifully. She was saying it like sacral.
I mean, the sacral chakra sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
So I started an Instagram specifically for Superficial Magic. It's called Vibe Higher Bitch. So just go to Instagram, look up Vibe Higher Bitch. Please follow me. I'm posting every single day information that I think is super important. Come chill with me. So this week is sacral chakra, and we're digging deep into this, and it's all about feelings, sexuality, creativity. Yeah. And Brittany breaks down a lot of different stuff for us. She talks about sex magic. So, yeah, I wrote a blog about it, too. She inspired it. Because I have a little sex.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I have. I know. Thanks. I have a sex magic tip that's my own.
What is it?
I'm not telling because it's the blog post.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want to know, Crystal Chris, open your little lappy toppy, ticky tap tap tappity. Go find it your fucking self.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to read, then go to superficialmagic.com.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll give you a hint. Jim Carrey.
Has something to do with...
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So superficialmagic.com, you can go read the blog. It's called The Missing Sex Magic Step That Changes Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go rate us 5 stars. On Apple or wherever reviews are stored and taken. Share it with a friend if you want to vibe higher. T-shirt. Go to the website and just enjoy the show and have a great week. And a lot of you have been writing me and saying really nice things. So I just want to let you know, love you so much and thank you. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Okay, so I just pressed record. Brittany's telling us that she got ready for this interview. She thought it was like a Zoom. And unfortunately, nobody can see you, Brittany. But if they head over to your Instagram page, you're essentially a supermodel. So go follow Brittany. What's your Instagram, Brittany?
Brittany Lee. Brittany Lee Tarot.
You're going to want to follow Brittany for a lot of reasons. Number one, the hot pictures. Number two, Brittany, you were a guest on Superficial Magic almost exactly a year ago. I went back and re-listened to what you said to me, and I've never really been, I don't know, I mean, I've always believed in psychics, but you were fucking spot on about every single thing, and it's changed my whole perspective.
Damn. Dude, I love this.
You did not say one thing that was not so specific and completely correct. I'm blown away.
Oh my God, I love this for you.
Maybe we can go outside the sphere of what is just important for me to know and talk about what people need to know about the world right now. Like, what are your guides telling you? What's coming through for you right now that we need?
Laughter. Like, I really feel that the guides today have been telling me to laugh more. So I make sure, like, each and every day, I bring it back to gratitude and laughter. Oh my God, I just adore you. And Dana, for that matter, because that WAP video she just recently posted,
I can't stop
watch it.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Everybody go watch Dana Moon. Dana Moon me on Instagram.
Yeah, so that's the first message that came to me. Go watch that video. Laughter. I also feel like the ancestors are being asked for thanks. I think a lot of people are manifesting rapidly because we are in a faster frequency, and I can touch on that in a moment. But I do feel like the ancestors are saying, like, you guys are forgetting to thank us. And sometimes this is seen as tests. Like, I don't think the universe tests us per se in the way that we think. I think it's our ancestors being like, yo, look at what we're doing behind the scenes, and you're not even thanking us.
Okay, wait. I have a question about the ancestors.
Yeah.
Are we, like, supposed to leave them little flowers and, like, light a candle for them? How far back are they going? What are they trying to have us do? Like, I only know one ancestor, really, who's passed, so I don't feel like I have much help on the other side, but that can't be right.
You're like, that can't be right. No, it's not right. Are you kidding me? Your ancestors and guides got you. Well, I mean, you're like alive and thriving during this time. But the best thing to do, then the easiest thing, quickest, simple thing to do is just to say thank you to them. Acknowledge them throughout your day. I mean, like, yes, offerings are lovely. And I do leave offerings. I leave tobacco leaves, alcohol I'll put on my altar. When I smoke weed, because I do that often, or if I microdose shrooms like I did for 2 weeks in a row the past couple of weeks,
nice.
I honor them to my ancestors each time as I smoke or take mushrooms or what have you. And then you can leave stuff on the altar. So whatever you're intuitively feeling, sometimes you'll start craving different foods because your ancestors want those foods. Also, whoa. Like, yeah, it's so trippy. And then I've been seeing myself lately as, like, I am the altar. I am the offering. I am the magic, like my own body and vessel. So I'm just a walking spell, an altar and offering. So sometimes, like, when I'm putting, like, oils on my body or whatever the hell it is that I'm doing, all my sex magic, I offer it to the ancestors, you know? I'm like, yeah, here you go. Like,
okay.
I am the offering of the food. I honor my food as I put it in my body to the ancestors. Hopefully that makes sense.
It makes complete sense. Going back a step to sex magic, is this something...
Still doing that.
Yeah, is this something we can do by ourselves, or do we need a hot sexual partner?
No, you could definitely do solo sex magic. And I, you know, advise to do it, especially during quarantine. Some people are partnered up. I'm not one of them. So it's solo sex magic for me. But yeah, you can. It's all about, like, the intention behind the orgasm. And as you're having an orgasm, you think about what it is that you want to manifest in that moment. And whoa. It can be super, super quick. Like, you could just be like, new house or whatever, new car. Yeah. It's really fucking amazing. And in fact, I've been speaking more about sex magic on TV shows and podcasts lately because I do it all the time. Wow. I did a sex magic ritual the night before Adult Swim was in my inbox the next day.
Oh my gosh, that's right. You are the new Adult Swim psychic.
Yeah, there's a show called, oh, you would love this show. It's called The Stupid Morning Bullshit Show on Adult Swim.
I do love.
Oh my God, it's so good. I'll send you, like, the first episode I ever watched because they were talking about, like, babies, like people buy these baby dolls that look like real infants and they're like 20K. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing until this show. So basically, anyway, so I'm the resident witch of that show now, which I'm so fucking happy about.
I mean,
I love Adult Swim.
When can we start seeing that?
You can already see it. The first episode that I was on aired. Of course, I was instantly humbled because I have technical difficulties, as always. I'm like, I was like screaming, like, I'm the talent. I can't do hair, makeup, wardrobe, lighting, sound. Mm-mm. Like, I really commend people that work in that those fields. Like, that is such a strong, powerful field as well. Everybody that works in lighting and sound,
oh my
boom,
god,
all that, like, it's so imperative to everything, and to doing all their jobs in the midst of quarantine has been difficult to navigate for a lot of us. So of course I had a technical difficulty going in right out the gate. I was upside down and they were like channeling.
Oh, perfect.
It was just wonderful. I'm always humbled. I can never have it like too much of an ego because I'm always taken down. But yeah, the episode already aired. You can find it on their website. They archive it through Adult Swim. And then I'll be on again this month. So they asked me to be their resident once they offered it right there on air so people can see it in
Damn,
real time.
That's great.
I was like, fuck yeah. And they, of course, they like asked me a lot about Lance because I still work with Lance Bass and he has deemed me his spiritual counselor. There's something really huge that's happened behind the scenes with that that hasn't come to fruition just yet, but I can't really speak on it. But oh my god, I can't wait to tell you off air because it's so fucking cool.
Oh my god, I can't wait. I'm so obsessed with Lance. Like,
yeah, I just, it's so surreal to think about those posters being on my like teenage bedroom walls and I was like reading cards and, you know, playing light as a feather, stiff as a board, you know, with those posters everywhere. And I'm like, oh, well, that's my profession now. Literally.
Oh my god, that's so fucking surreal. I wanted to add about sex magic that it's really weird because some of even my high school friends back from Kansas are getting really into it. It was very surprising to me.
Damn, it really is. I'm glad. It's people stepping into their power and their divinity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Opening up, expressing themselves. Do you think that's part of what quarantine is bringing out for us? Like, kind of the purpose of all this?
Absolutely. Like, I feel as if with this 5D integration, you know, like that a lot of spiritualists are talking about, and in layman's terms, for what I believe that it is just like compassion, love, awareness, empathy. Is what 5D is. And that integration has been spoken about among mystics and in the spiritual community for years. And in fact, in 2015, I was on yet another psychedelic mushroom journey for weeks on end. And I just journaled everything that I was feeling. And I was talking about 5D consciousness. And I didn't even know what that was in 2015. I had not read about it, experienced it. And then I went down this psychedelic mushroom journey. And yeah, lo and behold, I wrote about it. But basically, compassion, empathy, people that have been actively doing shadow work and healing past traumas and holding themselves accountable and letting their inner child come out are a part of that 5D integration. So the fact that it's here and they're now talking about it in 2020, spiritualists are, and look what we're seeing around us and Earth that's happening. And we see like the ones that are stuck in 3D consciousness, which you see these people going crazy.
Yes.
Like, the yes. Karens of the world, like Karen's going wild Instagram account is literally fighting 5D consciousness integration.
Yes, Brittany, I have not thought of it like that. Fuck.
They fight it hard because they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it is shadow work, huh? Because I have had to come against my deepest, darkest shit. Like day one of quarantine. It was like, you're this. And I was like, no, I don't want to sit with that. But I'm proud of myself. I faced it. I owned up to it. I'm claiming it. And it's kind of exciting because I haven't ever been able to do that deep of acceptance work before. So I feel like it's just something that we're all getting a little push on.
Absolutely. And I'm so proud of you. I feel like talking to you now is so different than the last time we talked.
Really?
Yeah, it's like different energy. Ooh. Do you feel that way?
Yes, completely. I feel like a completely different person, but I always have that fear part of me that's like, you're exactly the same. You sound like you're in a completely new space. You're dating online, which I can't even imagine for a psychic person what's going on with that. Is it just constant messages from like your guides and your DMs colliding in space?
Absolutely. Like, well, I'm actually this journey, I've been single for a year and it's been quite the journey. Like, I was thrown back in the world of Los Angeles dating and I hadn't been in that for like 5 years. And I'm like, you know, and I went, you know, no pun intended, balls to the wall with it and was like, yeah, so I'm going to date every friend. I'm going to go here. I was traveling over here. And like, then I just kind of hit a wall. I don't know what's up with all these wall analogies, but I just hit a wall like a couple months ago. And I was just like, I'm over it. I'm bored with, not bored, but just, there was just a lot of energy. Like, you're being an intuitive person, it's really, really hard. And then you, these men were like fetishizing being with a witch, but not wanting to like do the work, you know, what it really actually takes to be with someone that's like myself, that knows themselves, that loves themselves, that has done a lot of healing work. I'm okay by myself. I don't need a man.
Have you been fucking any ghosts?
No, I have. I mean, it's been a couple months. I don't know. I did fuck my neighbor.
Is he a ghost or a real person?
He is a real person, I think. I don't know. He ghosted me. He may have been a figment of my imagination. But I will say this. Within the past couple of weeks, I actually, since the Aquarius full moon, I have been very like empowered and being single and really enjoying it and being like, I don't really feel like right now is the time for me to be in something so committed. Not that my heart's not, I mean, I have an open heart, an open mind, but I don't know. I'm really enjoying being single. And these men right now that I'm flirting with, oh my God.
I was single for 3 years and I loved it. I took it to the limit. Every night was cat night. Every night was pizza night. And, you know, sometimes you have to get back into the flow because relationships are such good mirrors. Fuck.
They really, really are. And I think they're important. And I also think it's, you know, important to be alone too. Like, I didn't realize how much healing that I needed to do because being cheated on is a trauma.
Yes.
And it doesn't, I don't know why it doesn't get spoken about more because there's a lot of trauma that goes on with that. So yeah, I was with that particular bout of healing, I was slapped in the face with it time and time again, because I was like, oh gosh, you haven't healed it quite as much as you thought that you had. And, you know, I was proud of myself looking back because in this past year, anytime I see a red flag, I'm out the door. Like, I don't give it a second thought. I don't give it a lot of time. I'm gone.
I mean, like you said, the universe isn't really testing us per se, but I kept saying no to things that would waste my time.
Like, when you start standing up for yourself, saying no, having boundaries. And the thing, I did speak to a client about this today, where it's like, there is always this like emotional blowback with people that have taken advantage of you having weak boundaries. Yeah. And I used to fight that when I was younger, because as an empath, it's hard to have somebody, and having trauma, being, you know, abused, it's like, it's hard to have someone have that emotional reaction, so I would avoid it at all costs. Now I don't give a fuck. I'm like, yeah, like, whatever. I've heard it all. Like, I've been slandered so much this year.
And really?
I was like, oh yeah. I mean, I now have a defamation privacy litigator. Like,
oh,
I have
cool.
an attorney now.
That's
because
exciting.
I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, guys, you know, bring it on, because I will put my money where my mouth is. And that always happens, though. And by the way, my lawyer was like, welcome, you've made it.
Yeah,
you've officially made it in Los Angeles now that you have me. And
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Why is it gotta be like that?
Why does shining piss people off so much?
I mean, I think a lot of times people, like, I mean, that narcissistic empath relationship is so prevalent, you know, and a lot of times, you know, things with mental health get overshadowed. I mean, all the time, like, look at our country, and we're not even talking about mental health and the fact that 1 in every 100 person is a sociopath. That is an accurate statistic, and we don't talk about it. And I'm like, we are constantly dealing with this kind of abuse as empaths. And a lot of times, you know, we've got these narcissistic personalities or these toxic personalities, and they study empaths. Not only are they like taking their energy, but they're studying how to be a decent human being with empathy. And then, you know, having boundaries and listening to your intuition, it all goes back to that, right? Because it's like, that's what I hope that I teach as a healer, is for those to honor their intuition and that they can heal themselves, that they know themselves, the answers are within. And the more discernment you have, the more in tune you are with your intuition, you can have a better read on people. Like, the more you know yourself, the more you can read other people and listen to your gut instincts and listen to that. And that's where I'm proud, because I look back at all these, you know, things, these situations I've been in, and my gut always told me right away, no, or get out of here, or this isn't right. Something's not right. And I ignored it.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get that. While we're speaking about intuition, what do you think about everything that's going on in the world? What do you think, like, are you getting any messages from spirit? What's happening in our country? Is everything going to be okay?
No, we've never been okay. That's the thing. We've never been okay. And that's a part of this 5D integration. It's exposing a faulty system. So numerically, 2020 vibrates on a 4 frequency, which represents in numerology, solid foundations, stable foundations. So with that, when something is faulty, you kind of have to rip it up and start over again. And that's what it's exposing. And it's now, you know, with technology, we can see everything. And these things have been going on since the beginning of time, and it needed to change eons ago. And there is such a fight still. That's why I always like these memes talking about aliens, like, viewing Earth and humanity and being like, they're fighting over which religion is most peaceful still. You know, like, it's so true. It's like, how boring is this narrative? How busted is this narrative?
So
we are one. Why can't we fucking come together? Ancestors are pissed.
Okay, what if your ancestor was like a giant racist? Are they on the other side, cured of this disease of stupidity and giving us actually good advice?
Again, that's where discernment and intuition comes into play, because there aren't, I tell people this often, being a professional medium, like, just because someone's in a different realm doesn't mean that they're stripped of ego, that they learned their soul's mission and life lessons. Wow. It doesn't mean that at all. So you have to have discernment even in the spirit realm. But then we have ancestors that are also helping us that aren't like that. Like, my native ancestors, like, I'm like, they're amazing.
Of course.
They help with so much, and they have been, I feel like there's a lot of pride. You know, yeah. I can't speak for all ancestors, but like, in my ancestor line, I feel like there's a lot of pride, and I feel like a lot of release coming through. Like, this last period that I had, like, my menstrual cycle, like, was so bad. I kept feeling like my ancestors were coming through, and I worked with this other healer, and she was like, yes, ancestral womb karma is coming through for a lot of women. The divine feminine right now, our ancestors that had babies forcefully, like, removed from them. She's like, and you probably feel it a lot more because of your ancestor, like, your Native American line. I mean, it's right there. She's like, it's generations back for people, most people, but right here for you, it's just right here. So yeah, it would be my dad. It would be my grandmother.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm feeling a lot coming through. 5D integration, bitch. And now it's like, it's so 3D. That's what I've been saying. Like, that's so 3D.
I mean, I'm now seeing the whole world that way after our conversation. I'm just going to be calling everybody, like, either 3D or 5D.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
Touch on the fact that in the midst of this quarantine, NASA, besides the Pentagon saying there's UFOs, NASA just dropped this fucking little blip of information, this little nugget, that there's a parallel existence, that time is sped up and run backwards, and it's trickling into this lifetime.
Cool.
And then they just dropped that nugget and no one talked about it. And then it kind of went away.
Well, you know, the Kardashians were having a party. You can't blame us.
Right? Or whatever the, you know, Trump was doing.
Of course. It's all just way too insane. I really can't even process any of it. That's why we need you in our lives so bad. So can you help us through this time and just remind us of all of your info again so we can find you and keep in touch and keep knowing what's actually going on in the planet?
Well, my website has been down because I don't have the patience. I'm strictly word of mouth right now. It's been word of mouth for about like 9 months, which is hilarious.
I mean, I've sent nine people to you because,
gotta go. Thank you. I love when I get people from the Superficial Magic Podcast. Like, it just brightens my day because I ask every new client where they're coming from. Yeah, it's so amazing. I already know I'm in good company. But I was just saying, like, lots of people just DM me now. So, like, I'll send you to, like, my email usually. I am so booked right now. I just want to tell the collective, have patience with me because I'm a one person operating this. I might be hiring an assistant soon. I've been thinking about that because I can't keep up. But yes, just Brittany Lee Tarot. It's spelled BrittanyLeeGh. Tarot. That's on IG. Just DM me and I will, you can book right there. But yeah.
Oh, man, Brittany,
Megan,
thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it so much. I know you're so busy and it's just so fucking helpful. So all the Superficial Magic listeners, please follow her and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Vibe higher.